goes around. And he started performing at age 5, performing folk and rock through college. He spent about 4 years in Nashville as a songwriter. And he's been performing original songs at this festival for 14 years. He's got a bunch of guys with him today that he likes to call Charlie Creek, which is also the name of one of his songs, a wonderful song, one of my favorites, called Charlie Creek. And how convenient. This is Don Hayink over here. And Jack Groeschmal over there. Keith is also part of a duo called the Folkston Brothers. And I'm not sure if the Folkston Brothers will be performing this this festival as well. 5 o'clock today on the Azalea stage, the Folkston Brothers. And I'm sure Keith will tell you a little bit more about them. They do all traditional folk songs from the 1960s, a lot of them. They've got another show at the Seminole Camp tomorrow at 4 p.m. Down at the River Gazebo, Keith will be down there. And let me tell you about the River Gazebo. That is a wonderful stage down on the river there. It's a totally acoustic stage. And Frank and Ann Thomas started that stage, oh my gosh, it's going on close to 20 years ago now. And that stage is all songs about Florida. It's a wonderful place to go hear songs about Florida. I play there. I've been playing there for ever since I've been coming to the festival. I'll be playing there tomorrow at around 5 with Del Suggs. We like to do a set swapping songs. And Keith will be down there on, Keith and his band will be down at the gazebo stage at 2:40 on Sunday. And the Folkston Brothers with Keith will be back at the tower stage in the air conditioning on Sunday afternoon at 5:30.
Hello, hello, 1, 2.
Thank you.
Down in Florida, in the summer, there's some things you can depend upon, like alligators and mosquitoes, getting sunburned in the Florida sun. And the weather's fairly constant. Yeah, I say it mainly stays the same. Cause if you get wet or hit by lightning, you only got yourself to blame. Cause tomorrow's gonna be partly cloudy with a chance of afternoon and evening thunder showers. When the sun comes out and steam starts rising, it'll put a sparkle on the Florida flowers. But hey, I live here and I love it. Cause you see, I am acclimatized. Yes, I am used to and quite fond of my partly cloudy Florida skies. Oh yeah, my partly cloudy Florida skies. Down in Florida in the summer, mamas, daddies, little boys and girls, on migration to Orlando to have some fun down in Disney World. And when they're cold and tired and those long, long lines up, it's coming true to ease their pain. Those partly cloudy, the skies will open and down to come the Florida rain. Cause tomorrow's gonna be partly cloudy with a chance of afternoon and evening thunder showers. When the sun comes out and steam starts rising, it'll put a sparkle on the Florida flowers. But hey, I live here and I love it. Cause you see, I am acclimatized. Yes, I am used to and quite fond of my partly cloudy Florida skies. Oh yeah, my partly cloudy Florida skies. So come to Florida in the summer, bring lots of money, honey, have a ball. And don't get bummed out by the weather, you can't do nothing about it after all. But keep an eye on the weather channel, cause if you don't, you surely are insane. If you ain't watching, you might get caught in a big old Florida hurricane. Cause tomorrow's gonna be partly cloudy with a chance of afternoon and evening thunder showers. When the sun comes up and steam starts rising, it'll pull a sparkle on the Florida flowers. But hey, I live here and I love it. Cause you see, I am acclimatized. Yes, I am used to and quite fond of my partly cloudy Florida skies. Oh yeah, my partly cloudy Florida skies, uh-huh, my partly cloudy Florida skies. Thank you. Holding up so far out there, but occasionally a cloud comes over and cools it down. This next song is about water, speaking of water. And it's the story of the water that feeds the chain of lakes in Orlando, which feeds Lake Okeechobee, which feeds the Everglades, which feeds the Florida Keys and the Gulf of Mexico, and how important that chain is. It's called The Waters of Florida. In the Gulf of Mexico, there's a thunderstorm where the waters of Florida are born. Storm moves east across the land, rain falls and soaks the sand. Water runs off to the lakes it forms, flowing south through Lake Kissimmee, down river to Okeechobee. Once so clean and pretty, now it's foul and dirty. The big lake is dying, and that's a sin to me. And the waters of Florida are constantly in motion, on the perilous journey, returning to the ocean, bringing life. Let the water flow. Maybe the water will come back someday. Like a river of grass, the water flows through the Everglades, where the alligator swims and the snowy egret wades. A panther stops to drink, it makes me stop and think. This water belongs to everything God made. And the waters of Florida are constantly in motion, on their perilous journey, returning to the ocean, bringing life to everything along their way. Let the water flow. The water will come back someday. Moving through the mangroves into Florida Bay. That bay needs lots of clean, fresh water every day. But some days it won't come. The water bakes in the sun, and algae blooms on the reef down the way. And the waters of Florida are constantly in motion, on a perilous journey, returning to the ocean, bringing life to everything along their way. Let the water flow. Maybe the water will come back someday. In the Gulf of Mexico, there's a thunderstorm where the waters of Florida are born. Storm moves east across the land, rain falls and soaks the sand. Water runs off to the lakes it forms. And the waters of Florida are constantly in motion, on the perilous journey, returning into the ocean, bringing life to everything along their way. Let the water flow. Maybe the water will come back someday. Let the water flow.
Maybe the water will come back someday.
Thank you very much. I just want to tell you what a great band I have because I played that song in the wrong key. And I wondered why they didn't just jump right in, you know. I'm there. But they're so smart, they just figured it out and just found the right key. And this is Don Hank on everything from Miami, Florida.
Hey, Don.
Thank you. Thank you.
This is Jack Groschmal from Ormond Beach, Florida on guitar and vocals. Norm McDonald from Cocoa Beach, Florida, something like that. Right? On percussion, I'm Keith Hope from Holmes Beach. We got a lot of beach boys here in this group. Well, I understand that the theme of the festival this year is dance. Dance in Florida. That's great. Because I just happen to have a song that's about a Florida dance. See, I didn't know that that was going to be the theme, but I was ready. It's called My Slow Florida Waltz.
Wait a minute. I thought you were going to do up a tree.
Huh?
Do up a tree.
Oh, yes. Okay, well, we can do that one, too. Why don't we do Slow Florida Waltz since I've already introduced you?
Sure.
I'm blowing everything today. We're going to do the waltz song, then we'll do the panther song. Maybe we'll do a panther waltz. How about that?
Keeping me dancing, that's for sure.
Ready?
I started writing songs. Primal therapy, dealing with feelings in my youth. My second song was pretty good, so naturally I thought I could write about the truth. And that's why all my happy songs are fiction, while all my sad songs are true. But with everyone I write, I gain a little traction on my slow Florida waltz back to you. My slow Florida waltz back to you. And I remember how I fell in love so easily, kissing you under blue skies. I remember when I first knew you believed in me. I was holding you, looking in your eyes. And that's why songs of fiction, while all my sad songs are true. But with everyone I write, I gain a little traction on my slow Florida waltz back to you. My slow Florida waltz back to you. And I don't know why our love died, or how we drifted apart. I only know that years flew by, and I still write songs from my heart. Now all my happy songs are fiction, while all my sad songs are true. But with everyone I write, I gain a little traction on my slow Florida waltz back to you. My slow Florida waltz back to you. All my nice load of Florida walls back to you. Thank you. Monitors just down a little bit across the floor. I've written a new song this year, and I'm always glad to premiere a new song. This will be the first public performance of it right here. And it's about the Florida Panther. I've been wanting to write a song about the Panther for a long time. I have a picture on my wall, a big blown-up picture of a one out in the wild in the Big Cypress caught up in a tree, and finally it dawned on me. That's the title, Up a Tree. So here it is. He walks through the water, under, he walks through palmettos, under the pine trees, looking for what he wants. By the river of grass, he wades in the water of that big old cypress swamp. But his heart today, I'm sad to say, is weaker than it used to be. And the Florida Panther is up a tree. Hunted almost into oblivion, and somehow he survived. While most of his kind didn't make it, just listen to the panther cry. But his fate today, I'm sad to say, is more doubtful than it used to be. And the Florida Panther is up a tree. Up a tree, and what happens to him is up to you and me. Let him be, let him be, let him be. Let the Florida Panther be wild and free. Woods that he calls home are disappearing at a frightful pace. And when they're gone, he'll be gone too, along with his whole race. And humans today, I'm sad to say, are less enlightened than they used to be. And the Florida Panther is up a tree.
Some feedback on the A note on his guitar is really horrible in the monitors.
Thanks for pointing that out.
It just turned the monitors off, really.
Okay, we're going to do this next song about a little creek down in Hardy County. Anybody ever heard of Hardy County? Well, my sister, she was born and raised there. Well, it exists. It's one of the counties here. There's a little creek. Peace River runs through it. I'm sure you've heard of Peace River. There's a little creek called Charlie Creek that runs into Peace River, and it's a very special place to me. The name of this song is On the Banks of Charlie Creek. One, I get mired in Miami madness. My brain is fried and my temper flares. I need to escape the sadness of the citizens' angry glares. Go to a place in my memory that will ease my troubled mind. Sweetwater, Florida, where what I need I'll find. On the banks of Charlie Creek, catching sharp is at the catfish hole. White sands beneath bare feet, silence soothes my soul. I don't know of any place that's even half as sweet. Lord, I wanna be there on the banks of Charlie Creek. Roast a pig in the ground covered with banana leaves. Cook up some black beans and rice in the shade of the scrub oak trees. Have a feast when the sun goes down and sit round the old campfire, singing songs of love and lullabies as the moon keeps rising higher. On the bank Charlie Creek, catching sharp is at the catfish hole. White sands beneath their feet, silence soothes my soul. I don't know of any place that's even half as sweet. Lord, I wanna be there on the banks of Charlie Creek. I know where I want to go. Down a dusty dirt road that'll wind through the orange grove. Sprinkle my ashes in the cool dark creek and I'll be on my way. Part of me will see the world, part of me will stay. On the banks of Charlie Creek, catching sharp is at the catfish hole. White sand beneath my feet, silence soothes my soul. I don't know of any place that's even half as sweet. Lord, I wanna be there on the banks of Charlie Creek. And I don't know of any place that's even half as sweet. I'll be there forever on the banks of Charlie Creek. Thank you. Okay, we're going to do one more song, and this is partly truth and partly fiction, as Chris Christopherson once said on his song. This is about a true life character that lived down in Chokoloskee, Florida, in the 10,000 Islands, more specifically on Chatham's Bend. His name was Edgar Watson. He was a bad dude, and he kept killing his neighbors, you know, and they just finally got tired of it. And, so somebody came up with a plan to do something about Mr. Watson. And I read all about this in a book by Peter Matheson, Killing Mr. Watson, a trilogy, actually. Very good book. And I want to steal his title, so I changed the title of the song to Sending Mr. Watson to Hell. Meet at the boat ramp early in the evening, aim to kill. If you don't, he will. Shoot first. We ain't giving him no warning. We're sending Mr. Watson to hell. Sending Mr. Watson to hell. At the turn of the century, 1900, the West was tamed. Outlaws dead or jailed. But in Chokoloskee, Florida, down in the Everglades, outlaws fled when every place else had failed. That god-awful place was wild and dangerous. Nearest law was down in Key West. By the time the law could get there, the bad guys were long gone. And no one remembered nothing, try their best. So we'll meet at the boat ramp early in the evening, name to kill. If you don't, he will. Shoot first. We ain't giving him no warning. We're sending Mr. Watson to hell. Sending Mr. Watson to hell. Out of all the desperados, E.J. Watson was the worst. His Welch blood ran cold and hot. And if anybody dared or just happened to cross him, that body would wind up shotgun shot. They say he killed his own kid out in Carolina. Out west, they say he killed Bellstar. That he killed in Alachua and in Arcadia. His reputation grew near and far. So we'll meet at the boat ramp early in the evening, name to kill. If you don't, he will. Shoot first. We ain't giving him no warning. We're sending Mr. Watson to hell. Sending Mr. Watson to hell. His neighbors liked and admired him as a family man and farmer, feared him too. Their feelings were conflicted, and there was no hard proof that he'd done any killing. And a man is innocent till he's convicted. Then pregnant Bette and Wally Tucker were shot dead in Lost Man's Key after Watson warned them to get off his land. And there were other unsolved murders that pointed to him. The island men took the law in their own hands. So we'll meet at the boat ramp early in the evening. Name to kill. If you don't, he will. Shoot first. We ain't giving him no warning. We're sending Mr. Watson to hell. Sending Mr. Watson to hell. We're sending Mr. Watson right on down to hell. Thank you very much, folks. Thanks a lot. We enjoyed it. We'll be here at the Seminole stage and down at the Boat Landing Gazebo 2:30 on Sunday. And we have a CD at the FOF tent called Key Biscayne Cowboy. Thank you so much.
Big hand for Keith Hope and Charlie Creek. Y'all having a good time?